Welcome back to Tip TV Finance. We're here with Jane Foley, who's an FX strategist at Rabobank. How are you today, Jane?
I'm very well, thank you very much.
Right, we are celebrating the GDP numbers in the UK this morning, I would say.
Indeed, they're better than expected numbers. Obviously, this is a relief. But again, how much relief can we really draw from this? If you look at the movements of sterling, well, sterling was going up ahead of the release on expectations that it could be a little bit better. But sterling investors haven't really been able to hold the majority of those gains. Now, of course, we could say that it hasn't been economic data that's been driving sterling in the last few months. It has been, of course, the political uncertainty. And, of course, the political uncertainty is very much still there. And, in fact, you could also say that if we look at the economic data over, say, July, August, September, what we saw is, of course, the consumer holding up pretty well, and also certain sterling-related export industries such as tourism also holding up well. So as yet, the economy is really to feel too much pressure from the Brexit, but we could do going forward.
Isn't the main thing, that's the main aspect of the best aspect of the UK economy, the services sector, and that's not really going to change whether we're in or out of the EU?
Oh, well, that very much depends on the agreement that we do get. You're completely right. The services industry, around about 70% of the whole economy, so it is really huge. Now, of course, if you take financial services industry, well, that really could be exposed. It very much depends on whether or not passporting rights for some institutions are agreed, and that is very much up in the air. So the services sector, financial sector, could be quite exposed depending on which part of services you are talking about. And again, if we look back down into retailing, we have, of course, seen that movement lower in sterling, 20% decline in sterling over the last few months. That will come through in higher import prices, and that will affect many industries within the services sector, transport industries, etc. They will be hit by higher fuel prices, etc., etc. So certainly, I think it's far too early to say that the services sector is safe. And I think by the middle of next year, I think many people and many companies will be feeling the pinch because of the rise in prices that the sterling fall will create.
Right, this week obviously we had Mark Carney in the spotlight as well, attempting to finesse his performance as the governor of the Bank of England for however long he's going to be there, however long he's got left. Did you see any change there from his approach or something which might affect sterling as well?
Yeah, there was a change, a change which I think was perhaps almost inevitable. And he did say that there is a limit to how much they will look through a rise in inflation. Now, of course, what we have, or the central line from the Bank of England, is that they really want to look through a transitory increase in inflation and try and support underlying demand. And their reason for that is if they don't do that, well, over the medium term, demand could fall even further, inflation could fall even further. So that is their main concern. But of course, at the Bank of England, or no central bank really, no policymaker likes to create volatility in an exchange rate. And of course, we've seen a huge amount of volatility, a huge plunge in the value of sterling in recent months. And the likelihood is if they were to cut interest rates again in November, well, sterling could go down more. And exchange rate volatility is in itself sometimes a disincentive to investment. So they don't want to do that. And I think what they signaled the other day was that because of the movements in sterling, maybe they'll just hold policy steady in November. But certainly I think they'll leave the door open for another move potentially in February.
And don't you think that the only thing holding sterling above, let's say, $1.20 is the thought that the next move on rates will actually be up rather than down?
Well, it is quite interesting. If we look at the movements in the gilt market, if we look at the push higher in yields, well, there is, of course, this big movement in inflation expectations, and that's something that Carney will want to control. I mean, certainly, if you look at the movements in sterling, the huge movements in sterling, and you were to transpose those onto an emerging market economy, well, an emerging market strategist would be talking about an interest rate cut to control inflation rather than an interest rate. He'd be talking about an interest rate hike rather than a cut to control inflation.
Well, that reminds me, some ungenerous soul did suggest that sterling had now become an emerging market, the latest and the newest emerging market currency in the world, but I think that's a little bit unfair at this stage. Just getting on to just a couple of quick points. The US dollar, very strong at the moment. Is it going to keep rising until November the 8th? Is that what we're looking at? And then maybe it'll tail off after Hillary gets into the White House?
I think there's probably more to that. I mean, certainly politics is having an impact, but I think that the fact that the market's a little bit more confident now that the Fed could be hiking in December is really behind that move too. Politics, yes, I think there has been some relief that most of the opinion polls are suggesting that we will have a non-Trump US government. But I think if we look at the fundamentals behind the US, as long as the market doesn't think that there's going to be too much by way of Fed interest rate hikes in 2017, it's difficult to argue that the dollar's gains can continue. So as long as US wages remain moderate, as long as the inflationary forces are kept in that bottle, and some people are beginning to think they're escaping, but as long as there isn't too much by way of inflation expectations and that the Fed can't hike too much, well, it's difficult to say that the dollar is going to rise too much further from current levels.
Yeah, I just want to mention the yen. The only easy, I think, chart in town with a triple support at 100 yen and then the bounce we've seen, is that heading towards 105, 107? Is that the easy trade that people are looking at the moment?
I think this is very much a dollar trade. So, you know, the dollar has been better, you know, last few weeks, and therefore dollar yen goes up and euro dollar goes down. So a large part of it is a change in the dollar rather than a change in fundamentals in Japan or in the Eurozone, although there has been some euro action, independent euro action. 105, I think, will be psychological support. But if, like me, you think that the broad-based dollar gains haven't got too much further to run, well, I think it could be quite difficult for dollar yen to lift above 105 and keep going. So for me, that's going to be an important level. And we're not anticipating any change from the Bank of Japan either next week.
Jane Foley, Senior FX Strategist at Rabobank, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
We'll be back after the break.